Hier, we holen daf Chof Gimel hier, hier in Sechte Kimen, hier Perik Beis. Der Mishnah starts off hier, a Kanstuma, again, it's a nest of birds, which really means a pair of birds. A pair is either two Tyrim, either two doves, or else two Benayin or two pigeons. So Kanstuma means, it's awesome, is when she bought it, she didn't say clearly which one's a Chatas, which one's an Eila. She now Sheporach Mimeno, Goizeliavir. One of these two birds flew into the air, flew away. That's one case. So you're only left with one left. She only has one left still. And she, unless she was a Yoledis or she was a Zavon, so she has to bring two birds. One's for Chatas, one's for Neila. So one of them flew away. Or else, Oy Sheporach Beit Hamesis. Let's say one bird didn't just fly away, but it flew in between other birds, that those birds are supposed to be mesos. Like we had before, let's say where a chatas got mixed up with an oila. So we can't do anything with them, but they have to die. So the kitzos, one that flew away, got mixed up in them, you cannot use it either. Because now we don't know which one it is. Is it the bird is supposed to die or not? So kitzos, that bird cannot be used. Or else, oi shemes echad mehen. Stam, the lady bought two birds, and she didn't say clearly which one's for what yet, and then one of the birds died. So in all these three cases, she's left with one bird now. So halacha is yikach zug lasheni. All she has to do is just go buy one more bird to make the pair. Now, let's say she had a b'nei yoina, she had a pigeon. She had two pigeons, and one got lost or flew away or died. So she has to buy just one more pigeon now. Now together she has two pigeons, the two birds, and now the kohen go and bring one for chatas, one for neila. This is poshut, because when she brought them stam, she wasn't kaveh, we don't know which one's the chatas, which one's the yela. So therefore, even though one got lost, all you gotta do is just bring another one here, and now you know you'll make one into a chatas, one into an yela. Yeah. What's gonna be now, Porach Lebein HaKrevos? Let's say she had this pair, she had two birds, and one bird now fell or flew in to somebody else's birds. Porach Lebein HaKrevos. Let's say like the two ladies, Rochel and Leah, and Rochel's bird flew into Leah's birds, into birds that should have been brought for Korban. That's called Krevos. So Locher is Puzzle, that the bird that flew now is Puzzle, and Upoisel Echot Kenegdoi. Back home, where it flew away from, also, one of them is Puzzle. That's this Klal. So notice again, one bird from this Kanstuma fell into a kinim of somebody else. It could be also Stomas. So Puzzle means the Geyser that flew now is Puzzle. Meaning to say, even though this other lady now has three birds, first, it's a Rochel and Leah. One had two and the other one had two. And now one of Rochel's birds flies into Leah's birds. So now Leah has three birds. So out of those three, she cannot use one. She could only use the original two that she had. That's called Puzzle. The one that flew in there, one is Puzzle. And the Chiddush says now, Puzzle Echot Kenegda means the one back at home. By Rochel, the one that she has left over, that cannot be used either. Why? Because this is the Klal, Shehagoyzel HaPareich. A bird that flies from one can to another can, Puzzle. First of all, where it goes into, it itself is Puzzle. The new owner, like the new lady, cannot use it. And also, a Puzzle Echa Kenegdoi. Back at home where it came from, it's also Puzzle's one Kenegdoi. The simple story is because they're all stumas now. So when one bird flies into the other ones, we're afraid when the other one brings the birds, maybe should you bring it for Chatas. So the one back at home has to remain an Ola. And we don't know if she does bring it or not bring it, therefore the one back is also Puzzle. That's this clown. That's called Puzzle, who Puzzle Echad Kenegdoi. The place where it flew away from, also one left over, is Puzzle, cannot be used. Now the Mishnah Beis will explain. Mishnah says, now Ketzet. What's the case? Cases like this. Let's say we have Shtei Noshim. We have two ladies. You have Rochel and Leah. Lezu Shtei Kinim, Lezu Shtei Kinim. Rochel has two pair of birds, and Leah has two pair of birds. Let's say they both gave birth twice, so they both have a chiyuv to bring two pairs of birds. So each one has four birds. What happened was now, Porach Mizu Lezu. One bird of Rochel flew into Leah's birds. So really comes out, Rachel only has 3 birds left over, and Leah has 5 birds right now. So Lacha is, Poistel Echad Palichosli. That when this bird flies to Leah, so now by Leah, even though she has 5 birds, she cannot bring all 5, she can only bring 4 of them. One is Posel. Now the Mishnah says before, Poistel Echad also means now when Rachel is left over with 3 birds, Rachel cannot bring one of them. She can only bring 2 birds, that's all, but not 3. So now, the one that flies in, so Leah right now, she cannot use 5, because, she wouldn't know what to do with the 5th one, because she can't bring it for Chatas, can't bring it for Leila. Is the halacha what to do? Now that Leah has 5 birds, so she can't bring 3 Chatois. Like all she could bring is out of the 4 birds, the 5 she has, 2 chatois and 2 oilas. But like the 5th one can't be used. For the simple svar, because if she brings, let's say she'll make 3 chatois. So we have to be afraid that the 3 birds she's bringing for chatois, the pshat is those were from the 3 of her original 4 birds that she has. And her original 4 birds had to be 2 for chatois and 2 for oilas. So therefore she can never bring more than she originally had. She can't bring more than 2 and 2. Because if she'll bring 3 chatois, even though the tzata said it should be muta. Because if we would know the 3rd one she's bringing for chatois is the one that flew from Rachel, that would be good. Because Rachel is not bringing her 3rd bird. So therefore Leah could bring whatever she wants. Because we have to be afraid this 3rd bird is not really from her sets, but it's not from the one that flew in from Rachel. But maybe the 3 birds that you bring in for chatois now is the 3 original birds from Leah. And Leah has no right to do that. She can't bring more than 2 chatois. That's the klal poislecha b'chalachosai. When it flies into the new khan, so the new person cannot use it, and the old person loses out 1. Now, what's going to be chazar? Let's say now 1 bird from Leah flies back into Rachel. So really they're ending up now with 4 and 4. Both of them have 4 and 4. It flew back. So Lacha is again, that's the exact same Lacha. That the fact now, 1 fell away from Leah, so now even though Leah is left with 4, Leah cannot use all 4. Leah could only use, two of them. And the same thing with Rachel also. Since 1 flew back into it right now, so that also becomes puzzle. So before Rachel was only able to use 3, and with the 3rd one she couldn't use, and now that another one falls in, so she can't use 2 of them now. So the kids said both of them, Rachel and Leah, cannot use 2 and 2 they could use. So each one has only right to bring an Eila Nechatis. That's this klal, that whenever it flies, it passes from where it left from, and where it goes into also becomes puzzle. What's going to be there now? Porach v'chozar. Porach v'chozar. Let's say they keep on flying back and forth. That doesn't bother us. That's lehifsa klum. Shafilu hein merov. Because even if all 8 birds would get mixed up together. Again, Merochel has 2 kanim, and Leah has 2 kanim. Each one has 4. Even if all 8 birds would get mixed up together, ein pachas mishtayim. That was the mishnah we had yesterday. Lesblat. That so let's say 3 kanim gets mixed up with 3 kanim, then you're allowed to bring half of it. Half of them are kosher. And therefore, half of 8 is 4. So no matter what, each one's allowed to bring 2 birds. They can bring 1 for Nerla, 1 for Chatis. So therefore, once they fly back and forth twice, you end up with this halacha, that each one can bring 2 birds. So then it doesn't make enough community. They can fly back and forth the whole day. Because it's like all 8 birds got mixed up together. And when they're all mixed up together, that's the Mishnah before, Ein Pachas Mishtayim, that you could bring half of it, you're allowed to bring. That you could bring 2 oilas and 2, could each one has the right to bring an oila and a chatis, and the other one also brings an oila and a chatis. Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be Lezu Achas, Lezu Shtayim? Let's say you had 7 different ladies here. The first lady only had 1 pair of birds. Lezu Shtayim, the second lady had 2 pairs. Lezu Sholosh, the third lady had 3 pairs. Lezu Arba, the fourth lady had 4 pairs. Lezu Chomish, the fifth one had 5 pairs. Lezu Sheish, Lezu Sheva. Because each lady had this amount of pairs of birds. Now what happened was like this. What's going to be Porach min harishoino lishniya? From one of the first one's birds flew into the second one's group. So now the first one had left with one bird, and the second one is left with three birds. And the same thing, leshlishis, means one of the second one's birds now flew into the third one. And leravius, the third fell into the fourth. Lechamishis, the fourth fell into the fifth. Leshishis, the fifth one fell into the sixth one of them. And leshrius, and from the sixth kan, it's one bird fell into the seventh. So now, it went that way. And then also, chozar, it flew back also. That now one from the seventh flew back into the sixth, one from the sixth flew back into the fifth, the fourth, the third, the two, the one. So what's the halacha? The same thing, toisel echad balichosoi, v'yechad b'chazirosoi, the same halacha like before. That when a bird flies, it parcels from one from where it left, and one to where it's going. And now when it flies back again, it has the exact same halacha. Therefore it's like this. The first two ladies, they can't bring anything. Because the first lady, even though now Lamaisa, she ended up with two birds, like first one bird flew away, and then one bird flew back again. But when a bird flies away, she loses the one she had back. And now when the second one, the bird flies back, it's also possible. So the first one can't bring anyone. Those two are possible. Same one, the second one also. Even though the second one now has four birds, but out of her four birds, first one flew away. So when that one flew, first what happened was from number one fell into number two. So therefore, she has five birds. Now, one of those five is possible. Now, one of her birds flew into number three. So again, one of us become possible. So she's down to have three birds. And then what happened, it came back again, the same thing. So Shni also, Ein Lem Klum. The second one also loses it. Achas Balichosai, and one Bechazarosai, she loses two birds. So therefore she has nothing. Now Hashlishis, the one that had three kan of the third lady, Yeshlachas, at least one pair she could bring. She could bring a Chatis and an Eilo. Horavius, the one that had four pairs, Yeshlashtayim, she left with two pairs could be brought. Hachamishis, Yeshla Sholosh, that's the way it goes down. The one that has five pairs, now she can bring only three pairs. And Ashishis, Yeshla Abram, the one that has six pairs of kinim, now can only bring four. Because four birds got puzzled, the fact that flew out and flew in again. And Ashvias, Yeshla Shesh, the seventh one that only loses out one, not two, the seventh one. Because when the sixth one fell into the seventh, but the seventh one only loses out one. Because when the sixth one flew into the seventh, right, so it didn't become possible there. It just, then the seventh one ended up with eight birds. So true, it can't use eight, it can only use seven. And now when one flew away, it only possible just one from there. So therefore, that one's left still with six. It can bring six kanim. That's the luck of the seventh one. Now, what's going to be Porach v'chozar? Let's say again they start flying back again. Porach, it flies again and it comes back again, so then it loses again. Therefore, pois lechad balichosav yechad bechazarosai. You lose one when it flies away and one when it comes back again. So now, if it happened like a fourth time, it went back and forth. Now hashlishis revius ein lom kolum, the one that has three pairs, the one that has four pairs, they have nothing, because if it flew back and forth four times, it loses its four pairs. Hachamishis though yeshlachas. The fifth one only loses four. So one pair it can still bring. Hashishis lost six, lost four, but Yeshla Shtayim can still bring two pairs. Hashvius, Yeshla Chomish, again, the Shvius only goes down one. So now that happened four times, it only loses two, therefore he can still bring five pairs. What's going to be if it happens again now? The third time, that Parak V'chazar flies one, two, three, four to five to six, seven, and then it flies back again. So again, the same thing, when it goes, it loses one, and when it flies back, it loses one. Therefore, now even the fifth and sixth has nothing. Since this happened three times back and forth, so it loses two birds, so even the one that has six pairs loses all its six pairs. It can't bring anything. But Hashvius, the seventh one, Yesh La'arba, that could still bring four birds. The seventh one, it could still bring four. Since what happened three times takes away three from it, so therefore 7 minus 3 is 4, can still bring four pairs of birds. V'yesham, some say no. Hashviyas layesti deklum. In this case, the seventh one now doesn't lose out anything. Because the pshat is like this, the seventh one now, she still has seven pairs of birds. But what are we afraid about? That maybe some of those birds are from the sixth one, from the fifth one, and usually we're afraid that maybe they brought one oif, and maybe into a chattis, and the one you have now could only be an oila, so you don't know what to use, you can't do. But here, this yeshar makes a lot of sense. In this case, we just said all the ones before can't bring anything. All their birds are possible. So neither of them are bringing any birds. Therefore, the seventh one, he has the choice. All these birds were constumous, and none of them are being brought. Only the birds that are by the seventh person. So now this seventh person has the choice. He has seven kanim here, and seven is 14 birds, so he can bring all seven of them. Nothing is possible. The only reason why before when birds fly one to another, we have a doubt that some are brought by the first one, so we don't know which one's the chattas, which one's the erlam. Therefore it's possible by the second one. But over here, in this case, that all the first six are not bringing any of them, so therefore all the birds that are by the seventh are still called constumous. So therefore there's no problem. So you could bring all those birds, echad lechatis v'echad li'elo. So that's what the Yeshua makes a lot of sense. If I says the Pshamat on the Kamer is, you have to say it's a late plug, that they didn't want to make any difference here between the sixth and the seventh, still to pass at least some from the seventh. But what's going to be, the Mishnah says, v'yimporach mibein ha-mesos, Lekulam, harekulam yemoso. Let's say any one of these birds that fly between hamesis. Tiburah goyzel yemoben hamesis means bein akinim amdus lomus lekulam. Means if one of the birds that are supposed to die, that we had before, that we don't know whether it's a chatas or whether it's an oila, so supposed to die, if that flies into any one of these kanim here, then the locher is that bird is not bottle brave. And therefore, reikulam yimoso, all the birds that have to be just let die, because there's no pinion by knife, and he can't bring them because you don't know which one's the other, which one's the chattis. And the chattis has to be brought on the bottom of the chuta sikra, and the other has to be brought on top of it. So therefore, since you don't know which is which, you just have to let them die. So kids, that's the claw of this parak here. If you don't know exactly what the bird is, the chattis or an oila, you can't bring it. It's only if it's a kanstuma, wasn't set aside yet, that then the kohen could make it when he brings it, this for the chatas, this for the erla. But providing, like, you know what it could be. If you have a doubt what it is, then you can't bring it. Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be kanstuma for kan mefreshes? You have, let's say, two different ladies, but one lady bought the two birds, and she didn't set aside yet which one is the chatas, which one is the erla. And the other lady, yes, has a kan mefreshes. When she bought it, she said clearly, this is the chatas, this is the erla. So now you have two kinim here, one stuma, one mefreshes. Now, porach min ha-stuma l'mefreshes. What's going to be if one of the birds from the stuma flew into the ones that are mefreshes? So locher is, yukar zug l'sheni. What you have to do now is, for the first one, it's only left with one bird, just buy one more bird for it. Because since the first one is a stuma, so whichever buy another stuma, and you have two birds, one's a chatas, one's an oila. But when it flew into, though, the stuma fell into refreshes, it doesn't bother us. Because the Gatmet, there are three birds there right now. So look like this, okay. The reason why all you do is just buy one for the first pair, if the first bird is, because by the second pair, the mefreshes are all mesais. You can't bring any one of them. If one bird from the stuma fell into the two birds with mefreshes, so at first you had clearly one chattis, one oila. Now that the third bird fell in there, we do not know which is the oila, which is the chattis. So then is all those three birds cannot be brought. So since those three birds cannot be brought, now the one bird back at home, then the kanstuma, that can still be whatever you want, because its mate is not going to be brought. So therefore, all you have to do is just buy one more bird and match it to this stuma, and therefore you can bring whichever one you want, one for chatz, one for neila. That's called just yikar zug l'sheni. What's going to be chozar? Let's say now one of the three flew back into the first one. Or else the opposite way. Or let's say one of the first two, the mafreshes, flew into the Kan's tumma. Then the lacher is aray kulam yimaisu. All four birds now have to die, because the mafreshes, we don't know which one came out. We don't know if it's chater or it's an eila. So it fell into the first Kan's tumma. So again, you don't know what to bring any bird, because you have to be afraid. Maybe it's a chater, maybe it's an eila. So any time you do not know clearly what the bird is, you can't bring it. So therefore, in this case, all four birds have to go to Misa. Yeah. Now Mishnah says, what's going to be Chatif Mikan V'Oila Mikan Ustuma B'Emsa? There are four birds here. In the middle you have these pair of birds, which are Stuma. Lady brought two birds. We don't know which one is a Chatif, which one's an Oila yet. Now it happens to be there's a Chatif Seif on the right side, and an Oila Seif on the left side. That was Mefreshus. So the stum is in the middle, and on the right side is the chatas, left side is the oila. So now, torach minhu emtsoy mitzdadim, let's say one of the middle birds, the stomus, flew to the sides. So then it's very good. Echad hilach ve'echad hilach. One went to the right side, one went to the left side. Sen lehifsid, then you did not lose out. Because the maisa, the lehifsid klum, you didn't lose out anything. El leyom, you should say like this. This is what you're supposed to do now. Zeh sheholach eitzel chatois, chatois, like the middle bird, the stuma, the one that flew to the right side to the chatis. So now you have two birds there. Bring them both to the chatis. So you know for sure you bring in the real chatis, and the stuma could also be a chatis. And the opposite way also. Zeh sheholach eitzel oilis, the one that flew on the left side to the oila that was there before, is oila. And the bird stuma that flew to the left side to the elam, bring that for an elam also. So bring in now two of them for an elam. So out of these four birds, it's very good. You didn't lose anything. You didn't lose out anything. Because you bring in two of them for chattis, two of them for an elam. That's the way it should be. So therefore it's good. What's going to be though? Chos aliyemsa. Let's say after the middle two, one flew to the right, one flew to the left. Then they flew back again. One from the right flew back to the middle, and one from the left flew back to the middle. Then the locher is hem tsoy yemaisu. The middle ones now have to die, because you don't know whether it's a chatas or whether it's a nailo. You don't know what it is. You don't know which one is there now. So they flew back to the middle and got mixed up there. Here's hem tsoy yemaisu. Yeah. Eilu yikrivu chatois, v'yelu yikrivu oilis. But the other one that's left over on the right side remains a chatis, and the one that's left over on the left side, that remains an oila. So that one and one you could bring, just the middle two are puzzled. What's going to be chozar? It flew out again. Again now from the middle, flew again to the right and to the left. Or else, I sheporach minu emtsor litzdadim. Or else, one of the middle ones flew to the sides. Now harei kulam yimaisu. In this case, all of them have to die. Because again, we have a mixture now. We do not know clearly which one is the chatas, which one is the yola. So if we don't know which part to bring on top, which part to bring on the bottom, therefore the locher is, all of them have to die now. Now the Mishnah says, Ein mevi'in toirin kineged b'nei yona. So whenever you bring a pair of birds, you have to bring the same type. You can't bring one to be a tor, one to be a dove, and one to be a pigeon. And v'loy b'nei yona kineged turim. You can't bring like a match. If you have perhaps one a dove there, you can't bring a pigeon to match with it. Ketzet, what does it mean to say? Like this. So Isha Sheyaviya Chatosa Tor. That's an Isha that brought the Chatis from a dove. V'yalosa ben Yerna, they made a mistake. And the Oila she's supposed to bring, they brought from a pigeon. Now you can't put these two together. So she wasn't Yetzer Rechavia. So what should you do now? So Tich will bring secondly Vitavi Alasa Tur. Let her bring now a second Oila Seif, and let that be from a Tur. So they're from a dove. Therefore the first dove that she brought was for the Chatis. The second Oila that she brought from a Bnei Yoyna, that can remain in the Dova. That can remain in the Nether in the Dova. And the third one she bring it now for an Oila, that should be Yetzer Rechav, and that's the same Min that she brought her first Chatis. So they're both doves. They're both Tur, that's good. What's going to be like this? Let's say the Isha first brought Oilasa Tur. She first brought the Oilasaif from a dove. And then she had the chatosa ben yoino. Then by mistake, the kohen brought a pigeon for a chatis. So she's not yotzra chayv now. You can't be yotzra with two different birds. So what should you do now? Tichvo v'tovi yalosa ben yoino. Let her again match the chatis. So it comes out now she's bringing the two eyeless, but that doesn't bother us because an oyla could be in a dova. Therefore, the one that's brought before from the Torah remains in the Dova, and the one she's bringing now, Torah Sa B'nai Yoyna, Ben Yoyna, that's matching her Chatosayim, so that both L'choy Vosay, she just Chachoy, with this Chatos Nisayla. Ben Azi Augustine says no. Ben Azi Yoymer, Holchem Achor Rishin. You have to go Bosa, the first one that was brought. I mean, the first Min that was brought. But let's say she brought the Oylosa for the Tur. She brought the dough first for the Ila, and then she brought a chatosa bin a yoyna. She learns what you have to do is do over again a chatis and bring the chatis to match the first korban that was brought. Since the first one was a tour, so the second one also has to be a tour. I, by doing this, by bringing a second chatis, now comes out the first chatis was useless. That doesn't bother him. Lemaisa, the first bird you bring, you have to match the second one to the first one. But instead, the loch is not like Ben Azai. Now the Mishnah says, "Isha sheviya chatosa." That's an isha that was a yoledis. She has a chiyuv to bring an oil and a chatos. So she brought a chatos. Isha sheviya chatosa. Umesa, and then she dies. So the locker is yovi hayoshim alasa. The yoshim should still bring an oil. In case mustama where she set it aside, or else the klal is the nechosim is meshubit, like she had a chiv when she's alive, to bring a chatas and a leila. So even though she dies, you can still bring a korban early, even after the bailam dies. The nechosim is meshubit, or she set aside the money for it, the korban should still be brought. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, oilosa mesa. She had a oila brought, and then she died. She didn't bring a chatas yet. So now the klal is, lo yaviu hayoshim chatasa. The yoshim are not supposed to bring a chatas. But that's always the lochem that a chatis shemesa baleh is lemisozlo. So therefore here that she died, once she died in echnami, now you cannot have a chatis brought. As a lochem, when she dies, after she's made, she can't bring a chatis for the person. Yehadrolecho kanstum. Now the Mishnah says, v'medro mamurim, when was all these yisoides said, we had in Perek Aleph, about the kinim got mixed up together, so, the Kohen Nimlach. That's only if the Kohen comes and asks the questions, what he should do after the birds got mixed up, or come and ask questions what to do. Abu B'Kohen Shein Nimlach. But the Kohen does not ask the question what to do. Then Achaz Azu V'Achaz Azu. I guess we had two ladies, and one had one Kanstuma, and the other one had another Kanstuma, and the two birds, all four got mixed up. Real Stein Lazu, Stein Lazu. Real the case of Shalosh Azu, Shalosh Azu. Case we had three ladies. Each one had three pairs. So kids said there are 12 birds here. Each one has three pairs. Each one had six. So loch was like this. Awesome kulam lamalo. If let's say he didn't ask any questions, but he just went and put all of them lamalo, all the birds he made on the top, said mechta kosher master apostle. Half of them are kosher, because half of these 12 birds are supposed to be oilus. So the oilus are kosher, but the other six are apostle. Kulon lamata, let's see, puts them all at the bottom of the opposite way. Mechsekosh, your master apostle. Because half of them are supposed to be chatois. So the ones that are done on bottom taker is kosher. The ones that are done on top is not kosher. What's going to be chetzel lamalo, chetzel lamata, that half on top, half on bottom? Eshelamalo, the ones that are put on top, that's the klal, mechsekosh, your master apostle. Half is kosher, half is apostle. Vieshelamata, the ones that are put on the bottom, that's also only half is kosher, half is apostle. That's the klal here, that only half of them are kosher. But the other half, like we have a suffix, which ones they are, a chatos or leilo, so those you cannot say your yotza, because maybe it was put on the wrong side of the mizbeach. All right, we'll stop here.